Indian Olympic Association, IOA, President and Bharat's Sprint Queen, Olympian P.T. Usha, MP, Rajya Sabha, complained in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, that her Usha School of Athletics in Kinanallur, Panagadu Panchayat, Kozhikode district, is under threat from a section of the people in the area. Her complaint is regarding encroachment at her athletics school. Usha told the media persons that she and her colleagues saw, on February 4, some construction activities in the middle of the school property, which she got from the authorities to run. She worries about the safety and security of the girl inmates in the school. Out of 25 girl athletes in the school, 11 are from Uttar Bharat. Usha considers it her duty to ensure their safety. She has mentioned it in her complaint to the Chief Minister. The 30-acre land was handed over to her during the regime of Congress Chief Minister Umen Chandy, for 30 years, on lease. When the school authorities opposed the people who came for the construction in the middle of the school premises, they misbehaved and asserted that they had got the panchayat's permission to construct. They even harassed the school management by moving JCB back and forth. When she lodged her complaint with Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, the construction activities were stopped. Usha said the construction in such a place is detrimental to the safety of the school and the girl inmates. Usha broke down when she explained to the media the school's situation. She said her school had been targeted since she was nominated to Rajya Sabha, the country's parliament's upper house. Usha complained that vehicles are going to and fro through the road inside the premises, especially at night, even though there is a road bordering the school premises, a deliberate action. She said, once, a red flag was planted in front of the school. When she complained to the CM, the flag was removed. The panchayat authorities did not extend any assistance to construct the compound wall. Some sponsors had come forward with their helping hands. But hindrances created by some miscreants dissuaded them from the mission. Now, the school cannot go ahead with the compound wall thanks to a lack of funds for it. Since it is impossible to lock the premises, drug traffickers use synthetic tracks for their free activities. Drug addicts and couples are barging into the school premises at night and dumping waste into the drainage. She added that even though the erection of fencing had been started, she could not complete the fencing around the school premises due to financial constraints. Usha said that despite her continued requests, panchayat authorities do not offer help. She wondered how she could feel safe within the school property when these sorts of untoward incidents happen and no soul to help. Her request to the officials is to take the necessary steps to stop the attack on the school permanently. Her request is for the timely interference of the Chief Minister. She regrets if this is the situation, she would have to close the school. Usha School of Athletics is a state-of-the-art athletics school with all required facilities like a swimming pool, gymnasium, Union Government-sponsored synthetic track, etc. A lot of sports personalities have been groomed here. Here are some examples. 1. Abita Mary Manuel, medalist, international competition, Commonwealth, Youth Games and medalist, national meets. 2. Jisna Matthew, international athlete. 3. Atulia Udayan, national athlete. 4. Elga Thoma, state athlete. 5. Tentu Luka, current 800 meters national record holder as well as Asian Games medalist. Significantly, Panamgad Panchayat is ruled by CPM-led Left Democratic Front, LDF, the same apparatus at the state regime's helm. Even though Usha has not named CPM as the agent provocateur in the issue, it is a logical conclusion for those who can read between the lines. LDF is highly unlikely to support a person, whatever importance they command, if he, or she, accepts any position offered by the NDA regime, Red, BJP, Red Hindutva Forces, Red RSS. When Matani idol Suresh Gopi was nominated to Rajya Sabha 6 years before, CPM's fellow travellers attacked him with chosen abuses. Malayalam filmmaker Kamaluddin aka Kamal, told the media persons that he was ashamed an actor like Suresh Gopi had turned the slave of Narendra Modi. He referred to the Honorable PM as the persona non grata, Naradhama was his chosen abuse, the worst proponent of genocide Bharat has ever seen and several other dirty nonsense idiotic outrages sheer humbugs. Now, P.T. Usha, the pride of Bharat, is the target of the pseudo-secular promoters and supporters of fanaticism, terrorism and anti-national elements.